If this book serves the purpose for which it is designed, it will bring to the consciousness of those who reason the two propositions, if nothing more. Visualizing the future, I see the churches that have not kept pace in the march of progress, opening their doors to the demonstration and proof of what they teach. I see the abandonment of creeds and faith and all beliefs, knowledge taking their place, and ministers aiding psychic research. I see a world coming to understand the inexorable laws of nature, and realizing that the only wealth worthy of effort comes from helping others and adding to the happiness of mankind, understanding that by such acts we spiritualize, refine and enrich the soul, and clothe the inner body with a garment woven from the fabric of love and generous deeds. I see psychic investigation reduced to a greater science commanding the attention of our best minds. This field of exploration transcends all that have been discovered, and its possibilities are unlimited. I see selfishness and greed lessen, as we come to know that for every act of oppression and advantage we in the end must pay the price, for the laws of nature require exact compensation. I see the coming of the time when one who is called upon to act will inquire of himself, "Is it just and fair?" Looking again, I see a world of people living nobler and finer lives, helped by the teaching of their spirit kinsmen, who bring home to human consciousness the necessity of living this life according to our ideals if we would not go poor into the afterlife of opportunity. I see fear of dissolution gone from the human heart, understanding taking its place, as we appreciate that in dissolution the master intelligence has planned a method, like birth, by which we may take a step in our eternal progression. In the last analysis, there comes to each the question of where, at the journey's end, he will find himself. Many never permit themselves to think about it, hoping, possibly, by so doing, that they may escape something, ignoring the fact that earth life is designed to fit us for that most important event, and that each is accountable for the opportunities that have been his. This is a matter of scientific fact. Faith will not take the place of acts, beliefs will not help, confession will not change conditions that a lifetime has made, for it will take as long to change what we have created for ourselves as it did to build. Dissolution will not add to or subtract from the conditions we have made. If we have been criminal or debased, the great law of attraction will draw us with those of similar character, separate and apart from others. If we have lived moral lives, we shall find ourselves herded among those of like kind. If we have been idle and have not improved our minds, we shall find ourselves among the indolent. If we have been selfish, then the dark, with only selfish companions, for the only light one carries radiates from his own etheric body. If we have lived cleanly and fairly, been charitable and helpful to those less fortunate than we, and have done right according to our understanding, our souls become spiritualized, they will radiate light, by which we may see he glories of the afterlife as we enter into the fullness thereof. Nature metes out exact justice to everyone. We inherit what we have created, and nothing more. I see good in every act of kindness, in all the words of tenderness that fall from human lips, and to me the sum of all the good in all the world is God. End.